We thought they were done with it. We thought they were done with the Ministry of Truth, but they just can't let their bullshit go to waste, can they? Biden regime hires a guy named Michael Chertoff to lead the Disinformation Governance Board. This was the Disinformation Governance Board that earlier in the week we thought the DHS was dismantling, and the Nina Jankowicz TikTok cringy chick that was leading the thing, she quit, right? Well, come to find out, they hired a new guy as like a temporary head of the thing while I guess they're trying to assess what they really want to do with this Disinformation Governance Board. So this here is Michael Chertoff. Yeah, he's like looking like a meth head, probably one of Hunter Biden's friends, you know what I mean? This guy is a little creepier than Nina Jankowicz, let me tell you. So he purely dabbles in disinformation himself, pure propagandist. And also, we could probably put him in the globalist establishment elitist class. He's previously targeted Gateway Pundit before, Breitbart before. This guy claims to be a Republican, but he's clearly one of the rhinos or establishment Republicans. One of the uniparty folk, if we want to call him that. Let's take a look at this guy's Wikipedia page to get a little background on him. So this is Michael Chertoff. Look at that photo. I don't know which one's worse, that one or that one. Man. Anyway, okay, this guy, he's an attorney. He served as the second Secretary of Homeland Security under George W. Bush. Lovely, right? That's not a good thing on your resume there. And then he was a co-author, get this, of the U.S. Patriot Act. The Patriot Act that was brought forth after 9/11. Justification for that. And this was the Patriot Act that allowed the spying on U.S. citizens, essentially. So fantastic. He was a freaking co-author of the Patriot Act. He also, let's see here, there's a few other doozies in his record. Served under Bush. He was in a position during the Clinton administration as well at the request of a Democratic senator. So he's a Republican that also works with the Democrats, as the rhinos typically do, right? And okay, so he's also a member of the Atlantic Council's board of directors. The Atlantic Council. That is a pure propagandist, shilly shit show of an organization. So fantastic. All right. He was elected as chairman of BAE Systems at one point. BAE Systems is a big defense contractor. So fantastic. Let's see here. He worked at one of the same firms that employed, oh, look at that, General Michael Hayden. Look at that guy. Are you familiar with how swampy General Hayden is? He was the, he's the only guy who's ever been the head of the CIA and the head of the NSA, Michael Hayden. And Michael Hayden is a fervent anti-Trumper, pure establishment swamp rat. So our friend Michael Chertoff here seems to be in real good company. In July 2020, in a New York Times opinion piece. So this guy wrote an op-ed for the New York Times. That's not a very Republican thing to do. Chertoff wrote of his concerns that the Trump administration was hijacking the Department of Homeland Security for political purposes. Huh. Wow. Okay. Let's see. This guy, has been an advocate of things like full-body scanners. He probably helps get the TSA going and searching all our body cavities after 9/11, huh? Climate change. Wow. Chertoff co-signed on the preface of the report. National security and the accelerating risks of climate change. And then this one's my favorite. Political endorsements for the 2016 presidential election. Chertoff, who was involved as special counsel investigating Bill and Hillary Clinton for Whitewater in the 90s, went and endorsed Hillary Clinton. So he was supposed to be a special counsel investigating Bill and Hillary, goes and endorses Hillary in 2016, instead of Trump, even though Michael Chertoff here is a registered Republican, boop, goes and endorses Hillary after he was supposed to investigate Hillary. Seems to be just a political pawn. That whole Bill and Hillary Clinton investigation was probably a dog and pony show that he was set up to lead, and then he goes and endorses her, huh? So we got this clown running our Disinformation Governance Board. Fan-frickin-tastic, so Just another clown for us to expose. I'm more than happy to do it. And I think this was another fool that was pushing the Hunter Biden laptop story as being Russian disinformation. Yeah, one of those. So this guy can go down with the rest of the sinking ship that is the DC swamp. More than happy for that. We'll see what kind of other dumb stuff comes from this disinformation governance board. Oh, God, it's just a joke. This whole Biden administration, it's just a freaking joke. And that's one reason it's kind of so awesome, because there's no better red pill than this clown show that we're dealing with right now. Real quick affiliate plug at the end here. If you're looking to start a business, or you have a business and you need a new payment processor because you don't want to be canceled by the payment processor you currently have, go check out OneSource Solutions at trustonesource.com. I'll put a link in the description below. This is a Patriot-ran payment processing company who will never, ever cancel you or cancel your business for anything that you say, anything you say online, any political beliefs you have. None of that. So you can be confident that these guys will help you and your business stay afloat, won't cancel your payments. And also, they can help you do things like set up an app for your company, set up an email list for your company. And also, their fees for running payments, incredibly low. So go check them out. Trustonesource.com. Like I said, link will be right down there below.